Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Camp. This might be your date with destiny.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. I'm sitting here looking at a brand new book that just came in the mail today. Let's see, it's called Your Birthday, Your Card, written by Robert Lee Camp. Yay, we finally got them in. We just have our first little, they send some author copies, and then I also ordered a large lot of them. This book ends up being, wow, 234 pages long. It's not as large as the other books, about half the size overall. Probably about half the weight, too, which is nice. Your Birthday, Your Card by Robert Lee Camp, available in the bookstores very soon, and we are going to be doing a big talk about this in Chicago on July 25th at the Transitions Book Place. You want to make sure and be there if you're anywhere close to Chicago. I would love to see all my friends. I don't get there very often, but and Transitions, the talk's going to start about 7, and it doesn't close until, I think, 10. So we're going to have some time afterwards to sit around and just kind of hang out together and have fun. So any of you who are in the Chicago area, please come and let's have some fun together. We'll all be selling copies there. I'll be autographing copies. If you're in a hurry, though, you can get one now. You can order from our website. It's on my website, 7thunders.com. Also, in case you haven't heard, we have a love card dating website that is in progress right now. But even now, you can go and sign up. You can sign up, get on the mailing list, and be one of the first ones to receive a free membership in this new dating website based on all these books on the science of the cards, love cards and destiny. We have so many fun features planned for this site. It's going to be a resource like no other for you, not just for people who are dating, but just for information in general too. Like, you know, having your cards coming, that are coming up being displayed on the screen in front of you. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Lovecardsdating.com. So what other announcements do we have? I think that's the majority of it. Some of you might be interested. I get often asked, well, I can't come to one of your classes. Robert, can you teach me one-on-one? And I created a new product on my shopping cart. You can go to my website, 7thunders.com. And if you want to order a half hour of time with me, I'll take you from wherever you are in your card knowledge and take you to the next level. These are half-hour sessions, because any more than that would be too much time. We wouldn't need that much time. Half hour is a lot of time when it comes to this kind of a lesson. I'll be able to get you going and take you from where you are to where you want to be in terms of your card knowledge if you're interested. So that's available now, too. Okay, so for those of you who might be new to our show tonight, we have this little introduction here. I will do a talk on a specific topic, which will be starting in just a few minutes here. And around 7:30 Pacific time, we will be opening up the phone lines for anybody who wants to call in and get a reading about what's going on in your life, about a current relationship or a future relationship. Basically, you can ask me almost anything. If I don't know the answer, I'll tell you. And if I have an idea, I'll tell you. Or if I have some advice based on, you know, other people that have had similar situations, I might offer that for you. I'm here to serve. I'm a queen of diamonds, for those of you who don't know. Queens are here to serve other people. We find joy in that. More than a king who wants to just lead. Queens like to lead too, but they lead through the service. Okay, so that starts around 7:30. So if you want to be one of the first ones, you can call in around 7:25 or 7, even 7:20, and be the first in line. And just give Seth, who will be answering the phones, or whoever answers the phone, it could be Don, give them your name, birthday, and where you're from, and then you'll be transferred to me when we come back from the break at 7:30. Today is July 7th, 7-7. Nice, huh? 7-7. And you might think, wow, that card should be a 7, but actually July 7th is an 8. It's an 8 of diamonds, and it also is a 10 of clubs. Excuse me. Phew! Had a little sneeze there. The man that taught me the cards, Arnie Lean, who taught me really the real inner workings of the science of the cards, his birthday is today. He passed away about 20 years ago, shortly after I studied with him. But he was an amazing man and gave a lot to me in terms of understanding of the cards. Got me on the path. And I felt his presence there with me also when I was writing my first book. I felt he was there with me, sort of helping me write the book. I don't consider myself to be very psychic, but I did definitely feel that, which was, for me, was a really interesting experience. People born today are very powerful. There's only a couple of birthdays that have that both cards of their cards are in the crown line. We call the crown line. The crown line consists of three cards, the Ten of Clubs, the Eight of Diamonds, and the King of Spades. There's only a few birthdays of the year that have both of their cards, their planetary ruling card and their birth card, to be among those two. And today's one of those birthdays. So this is somebody born today is often destined for some sort of success or fame in the world that brings in a lot of recognition. Because people in the crown line said at the very top of the whole spread, it's like they're looking down on the rest of the world saying, "Hello, my loyal subjects, how are you? I'm up here to entertain you. I'm up here to lead you. I'm up here to teach you." We have a lot of famous people who are Ten of Clubs or Eight of Diamonds people, just tons. And today happens to be a double whammy. It's a Ten of Clubs, Eight of Diamonds birth card with a Ten of Clubs ruling card. And there aren't a whole lot of people that are born today, like Pierre Cardin, fashion designer. We have Shelley Duvall, the actress. We have Jessica Hahn, who had the sex scandal with Jim Baker. Well, she got her fame the way she could. Science fiction author Robert Heinlein. I used to read a lot of his books. Figure skater Michelle Kwan. Doc Severinsen, who's the leader of the band. I think that was the band with Johnny Carson. And Ringo Starr was born today. And another musician named Vonda Shepard, though I don't know who that is, actually. And there's probably a lot more, too. These people very independent. This is a very independent birthday. People who are Eight of Diamonds, especially the ones that achieve fame in their life, they often have a philosophy that, you know, marriage is really an old concept. We really shouldn't be concerned about marriage. It's not really necessary in the grand scheme of things with relationships and so forth. So they'll just have many relationships in their life, but they'll never get married. Some of them will get married, but they'll get married like 5 to 10 times. It all depends. But there's a lot of independence in that birthday, so it wouldn't be surprising to me to meet somebody of that birthday who never got married at all. And relationships is such a huge topic that we're going to... We had a call this morning, a conference call with our Magi Fellowship members, and we talked about relationship, and I asked, well, what topic would you guys get to talk about it? And one of the ladies in the fellowship said, well, Robert, why don't you tell us about, you know, what cards show up in your spread that indicate the beginning of a new relationship? So this is really a good topic. If you are wanting to know, well, when will I meet somebody? When would I expect to meet somebody new? If I'm looking for a new relationship. And there are definitely cards that will indicate that. There's a lot of different ways that can show up in your reading, actually. There's some really common ways, but then there's some that are not so common, in ways that you may not even expect. So we're going to go through that. I'm going to talk about that for the next half hour here, 20 minutes. Some of the ways that you can see cards showing up in your spread that will let you know when you're likely to meet somebody new. Now, I should qualify this by saying that there are some people out there, there are some birthdays, who are meeting people all the time. I mean, your card might be an Eight of Hearts, and you have the power to have a relationship occur anytime you want. And you may not wait for a card to show up. But for the most people, these cards will be indicators of when a relationship will form, when somebody will show up. So most of these cards show up as heart cards. Hearts are the suit of relationships. So if we're looking for a new relationship, most of the time that's going to show up as a heart card. Some of the hearts are classic, you know, like the Two of Hearts is probably the most classic, most powerful card to have to indicate a beginning of a new relationship or having a new relationship. It's the card of the lovers, two hearts together. Now, it has other meanings. It can mean you and a friend of yours getting together. But it would all be taken in context, you see. If you're single and you're open to meeting somebody new and you're looking to, a two of hearts is not going to mean a friend in that situation. It's going to mean you actually meeting somebody. And the best place to have a two of hearts is in Venus. If you have a two of hearts in Venus in a year, and this should be the direct card to be the most powerful, by the way, two of hearts in Venus is going to be a pretty sure thing that you're going to have a love affair, a wonderful love affair. Now, that's not to say that that's going to go on to become marriage or a long-term relationship. None of these are. The ones I'm referring to now are just the beginnings of new sexual romantic connections. What happens beyond that is based on a lot of other factors that may come into play for you and the other person. So keep that in mind as we talk about some of these. Now, Ace of Hearts is often considered to be it can mean a new relationship. But that card is an ace, and it has a lot of energy around it about being by myself. So an Ace of Hearts can mean a new relationship, but sometimes it just means that you're on a quest, whoever has this card, to really find out what do you really love and what really makes you happy. Like an Ace of Hearts long range is usually not a new relationship. It's usually a quest on the behalf of the individual to really discover what it is that is really feels like love to you and makes you happy inside, makes you feel joy or pleasure. So you may not actually meet anybody with an Ace of Hearts long range, but you will be on a quest to find out what's really important to you, and out of that you can meet somebody if that's what you still decide that you want after that year. Ace of Hearts often represents, though, there can be cases, and I've seen this happen many times, an Ace of Hearts showing up in like a Venus or Mars period, or even in Saturn or other periods, can mean an attraction to somebody, a real strong attraction, but not necessarily like the two of you getting together. It means like there's an urge for that to happen, but not necessarily getting together. But, you know, that said, there is always the possibility of an Ace of Hearts, like in Venus or somewhere, showing up to be actually a new relationship. It's just not as strong as some of the others. The next hard card is the Three of Hearts, and the Three of Hearts can certainly mean a new relationship because it can mean having uncertainty or indecision around relationship. It could mean you have two people in mind or even three people in mind and you can't make up your mind. So if somebody has no relationship going and I see a Three of Hearts coming in their future, I'm predicting to them, hey, you're not just going to have one guy or one girl. You're going to have a couple of them to choose from and you're going to be undecided or you're going to be experimenting with having more than one relationship or more than one lover at the same time. Now, a lot of cards in the deck, they like that anyway. They're already set up for that. Look at any card that has like a Three of Hearts in Venus. are a three in Venus, I mean. And, for example, the Eight of Diamonds person born today, every Eight of Diamonds has a three of hearts as their lifetime Venus card. So these people like to have multiple relationships. They have one relationship, and they would like to have another one as well. And they can have them at the same time, or they can have them back-to-back. It varies by the individual, but that's definitely a desire there. So if you haven't had a relationship in a long time, and you see the three of hearts coming, this could mean that you're not just having one, but you have a lot of interactions with the relationship. And three of hearts, is like if you have that card for a long-range card 1 year, it's not the time to settle in. Like if somebody says, when will I get married? And I see a three of hearts as a long-range card. I will say, well, it's not going to be this year. This is a year for you to go out and meet people and find out what love is all about for you. And after that, you will then know what it is you really want, and then you can pick something. You will not settle down with one person when you have a three of hearts as a long or year-long influence in the early spread. So if you're marriage-minded, you know, some of these cards don't apply. If you're looking for marriage, that would be a four of hearts. A four of hearts is really like the foundation. It has an element of security to it. Four. All the fours are security-oriented. And for many people, including myself to a certain degree, you know, there's a security element to love that's important. Like I'm a Cancer. If you're a Cancer, having security and love is usually very important. It's not always the most important, but it's there to some extent. So a four of hearts is like the formation of family, like a marriage to create a family, or it's a circle of friends. But if you're single and you're looking for a relationship, the four of hearts can be the indicator that you will have a relationship and be happy. I mean, it's also one of the marriage cards. It could mean you getting married if that's what you're looking for. By the same token, I've seen this too, and this is an unusual thing, but I should definitely mention it, is that sometimes a four heart shows up when you are so content inside yourself that you actually turn away opportunities for a new love to come into life. And if any of you are familiar with the Tarot deck, and you look at the Four of Cups card in the Tarot deck, it has a man sitting under a tree. By the way, cups and hearts are the same thing, same suit, just different names. It has a man sitting under a tree. He has three cups sitting next to him, and a fourth cup is being offered to him by this hand coming out of a cloud, but he has his arms folded, and he's not receiving that cup. He's saying, nope, I have enough. I don't need any more. And I've seen this happen with people. When a four of hearts shows up, sometimes they actually turn away opportunities for love. It's like, okay, I don't really need that. Isn't that an interesting thing? Because, you know, it also has the meaning of being a family or getting married card and that kind of thing. Five of hearts is considered a divorce card, but if you're single, a five of hearts can mean that you meet somebody and now you're in a relationship. Because it really means that it's very essence a change. The five of hearts means a change in your relationship status. So if you're currently single, a five of hearts could certainly mean that now you're in a relationship. You've had a change. I know people that got married in a year when they had a five of hearts long range. It wasn't a year of divorce. It was a year of actually creating a marriage. Now, five of hearts also means lots of other things like travel with loved ones, or it could mean a move of your home, moving to a new home somewhere. So you can't just say it's always going to mean a new relationship, but it's certainly a possibility whenever you see that. Now, we go to the six of hearts, because six of hearts is important because it means a destined kind of love. And really, a six of hearts in Venus is probably the strongest one where this would apply. It's entirely possible, though, with a six of hearts in Venus, that somebody will come along, if you're single once again, somebody will come along that's a really, really good relationship for you and one that was destined to happen at some point in your life. So it's real important to know before you predict, you know, before you predict something like this, that you know the circumstances of the person. A Six of Hearts in Venus, yes. Especially if they had another heart with it, that would sort of indicate that it's definitely going to happen. A Six of Hearts in Venus could certainly bring a fated relationship, a destined relationship, a person you were. And those are the kind that we have the highest attraction for, these destined kind of relationships, the ones that have an element of past likeness to them. Okay, that's the Six of Hearts. Seven of Hearts will never represent a new relationship, but Eight of Hearts would. Eight of Hearts can give you the power to have as many relationships as you want, especially an Eight of Hearts in Venus, or an Eight of Hearts long range, Eight of Hearts in Mars. These positions give you power to basically, everybody's going to want to be attracted to you when you have that card. Everybody's going to be attracted to you. You're going to be able to basically have your way, get what you want in the area of relationship. It's the power. It's the charmer card. It's the playboy or the playgirl card. Everybody would like to have that card. If you have that coming, it's an opportunity for you. You could use it to have whatever you want in the area of love, romance. Nine of Hearts is rarely an indicator of a new relationship, but it can possibly mean that because nine, like the Five of Hearts, has another meaning. Nine of Hearts can mean the ending of being alone or the ending of being single. Or it can also mean the fulfillment of a long-cherished dream of a certain kind of relationship. So every nine, you know, can always be interpreted as fulfillment on some level. So never just think that, you know, a Nine of Hearts, how can you get divorced if you're not even with anybody? If you're single and you have a Nine of Hearts, you can't get divorced. You can't end the relationship necessarily. You don't even have one. So it's more likely that the nine then in that position or in that Nine of Hearts, that time period, is going to actually cause you to have a fulfillment of something you've always wanted in the area of love. Now, Ten of Hearts is a group card, and it doesn't really pertain to individual love relationships. It can mean being very social, and if you're in a real, you know, outgoing mood, all that socialness could translate into multiple relationships, but it would need to have other supporting cards with it to really indicate a new beginning of a new relationship. Jack of Hearts, likewise, does not indicate a new relationship. It does represent younger people, so if it's coupled up with another card, like a Queen of Hearts or a Two of Hearts, it could indicate you having a relationship with someone much younger than yourself. But it, by itself, is not an indication of a new relationship. And that leaves the Queen of Hearts and the King of Hearts. Well, the Queen of Hearts is absolutely an indicator of a new relationship because it's the card of sex. So, you know, I basically say that if you have sex with somebody, you've had some kind of relationship with them. That's a boundary that we cross over. To some people, that may not mean very much. You know, having sex with somebody may not really have a lot of weight to it. But in my mind, technically, it definitely represents that. So if somebody's single and they're not dating or anything and you see a Queen of Hearts coming, that's a very strong likelihood of them having a sexual relationship with somebody. It's also, of course, has other meaning that it's a mother card for women. It can mean getting pregnant, having a baby, becoming a mother. It's also a marriage card for men and women and women. So it does have other meanings. In men's charts, it's like the archetype of the perfect lover, the perfect female lover companion. And in the same way, the King of Hearts is the archetype for women. So if a woman has a King of Hearts in a position in their yearly spread, that's a really strong indication of a potential relationship, because that means the lover. No matter, and it doesn't necessarily mean that the person has to be a heart. It just means the King of Hearts is the card of this perfect lover for a woman. So when the King of Hearts shows up, that's a strong indicator for a lady of having a new relationship. For example, if you have a King of Hearts as a result card for the year, that's a strong indicator. A King of Hearts in Venus, King of Hearts in Mars, very passionate. Now, if you're already married or something, these will not apply. There's other meanings to all these cards, okay? But if you're looking for a relationship, these are the things to look for. There's just a couple more. There's some indicators of secret relationships. Ace of Spades in Venus can represent a secret affair. Likewise, a Two of Hearts or Ace of Hearts in Neptune can represent a secret relationship. That's something to keep in mind. Those are pretty much the only cards that are not hearts, the Ace of Spades and Venus, that would indicate a new relationship. Because Venus, of course, is the period that governs relationships in this way. So I hope this little data download that I just presented to you is helpful for you. When you go to the Love Cards Dating website, the website is going to actually have a thing called Find Love. And it will search for you. It'll search all your spreads. And it'll search the underlying cards in those spreads, too. And it'll find every potential influence that could indicate a new relationship forming for you. Okay? And it'll tell you about that. So you'll know. And it'll know all of my tricks. I'm going to program it with all the things I know about the cards. So it knows exactly where to search and what the potential meaning of that is. And it's going to tell you that. So not only will you be able to look and meet people and study them and know their birthday and know their cards and know their compatibility with you, but you're also going to know when you might meet somebody. And it might even show you indications of what card the person might be, what potential cards this person who's going to show up in your life might be. And hopefully you're single when this happens. I guess married people could use it too if they really want to, but, whatever. I guess we're not going to judge you for it, that's for sure. Okay, so that ends our discussion tonight, which has been about the cards. We are going to take a short break, and now is the time. If you would like to call in and be a guest tonight, this is your opportunity to call. You have the phone numbers that were listed on the website and in the email. If you forget or don't know what number to call, go to my website, seventhunders.com. There's a link at the top that tells you, on the first page, there's a link about the radio show. It has a link directly to the page where all the phone numbers are to call in. Remember, have your birthday, your name, and where you're from. And when we come back from this break, we'll be taking your calls. We're going to start this break with, as we always do, with one of the songs from my CD. And this one is called Rama Rama. This is the most recent addition to my CD. I just added it like last month. And so some of you might not have heard it yet. It's a relatively new song. So we're going to hear Rama Rama, and when we come back, we'll be taking your calls. We'll be right back.
Rama
Welcome back, everybody. That was Rama from my CD, Bhakti Rock. I put my CD out there, and it's on a couple of iTunes websites, and I'm actually starting to make some sales. It's very gratifying to see people ordering it that people I've never even met and have had no contact with. So I hope you enjoy it, too. Okay, waiting patient. We have some. We still have one line open. I think line three is open. And we have Laurie from St. Peter's, Missouri on line two. Are you there, Laurie?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Laurie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. And you were born on February 27th, 1961?
Yes.
Good. So what can we do for you tonight?
Well, I dated a guy at the beginning of the year, and he was a Jack of Hearts. And we've since parted ways, but I still really like him. But I'm just interested in knowing if I'm going to have a romance this year.
If you're going to meet somebody else before your birthday?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, did you hear my little lecture at the beginning today? did you hear the talk I gave today?
Uh-huh.
It was all about...
And I looked at my cards, and I don't have a whole lot of hearts there this year, so...
Yeah, you actually don't. But you do happen to have a three of hearts and a four of hearts in Jupiter coming up
uh-huh.
in August. In your ruling card spread.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean... Here's how it works, okay?
Okay.
If you really are interested in having a relationship, you can always have one.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about you, is that you have a three of diamonds long range this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that you're having some indecision about what you really want.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And sometimes that indecision can actually stop us from actually having anything, you know. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't know the extent of your indecision, but it might be like, well, I'm not sure if I really want a relationship or not, you know.
Yeah.
Now, if you had that kind of indecision, you're probably not going to get much results out of that. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, it does.
So what is going on for you? Are you feeling indecisive?
Well, I didn't think I was, but I mean, you know.
Well, you might not be. I'm not saying you definitely are. I'm just asking you, you know. This is a possibility, but it's not by no means definitive.
Mm-hmm. And maybe subconsciously I don't really want a relationship. I don't know. I mean, I feel like I do, but.
Uh-huh. As far as you know, you would like to have a relationship, and you're clear about that.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, you don't know this, but you do have an Eight of Hearts as one of your long-range cards. You can't see it because it's not shown in the book, but
mm-hmm.
there is an Eight of Hearts, so I don't think you'll have any problem if you really want to meet somebody.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Do you have an idea of what kind of, person you'd like to meet?
Well, I rather like the Jack of Hearts that I dated for a while, but... He wasn't ready to be in a committed relationship, so we kind of parted our ways. But.
Well, what was his birthday?
July 30th.
So he's a Leo.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's birthday.
Goodbye.
So what was his deal? He didn't want to settle down with one person?
Well, actually, I don't even know if there was...
You know, Laurie, your phone is breaking up real bad. Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah, that's the only phone I have. Sorry.
Yeah,
is that better?
Yeah, it was like kind of breaking up. So what did you say about him? I asked you if
we dated a little bit, and he just said that he didn't feel like he was in any position to be in a one-on-one committed relationship right now.
Oh,
so we just
okay.
kind of...
Well, that birthday, I'm sure you felt that when you were with him, it felt like a really potentially a good relationship.
Yeah, he did. Really did. He knocked me off my feet.
Well, you know, that's because you're moon to him. Do you know you have a moon connection with him?
Well, no, I didn't. And I've looked at the cards, and I've read your love cards book, and I've read that in there, but I don't exactly know how that...
Well, see, you are, one of your karma cards is the Ten of Hearts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the Ten of Hearts sits right next to the Jack of Hearts.
Yeah. Okay. That's how that works.
There's the connection. There's why you wanted. That's why you really liked him and wanted to just go with it. You know, go with him.
Yeah. And plus, I have him in Mars right now too. So.
Well, yeah. That'll sort of give you the bothersome stuff going on there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, it might be good in the future to sort of find out if the person that you're dating is actually what they're looking for. Are they really clear about what they want and what
right.
it is? Because men will usually tell you. They don't usually hide that information. A few of them
will.
No,
and he was upfront about it. I mean, I think that his actions said one thing and his words said another, and we kind of crossed our wires, but...
So he said, he told you up front that he wasn't really interested in a long-term relationship?
Long-term, committed relationship.
He told you that right up front?
He did. He told me that up front.
And so how did you translate that?
Well, I guess what I translated it was is we started out and we saw each other every day. I mean, you know, and he would call all the time and we'd email back and forth all the time. And we just spent a lot of time together up front really fast. And then all of a sudden he just like started putting on the brakes and, you know, back and up again. So.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. Well, it's interesting that he told you and you still went for it.
Yeah, I know. That's you know, I guess I've been like that, kind of.
You know, Jack of Clubs, you are a Jack of Clubs, as you know. And you guys, so your mind is so much a part of everything you do. You know, you're very conceptual about life in general. So I'm sure that you sort of, in your mind, you kind of calculated it all up and said, well, he could change.
Yeah, maybe he'll change his mind.
Right, exactly. And then he's sitting there going, you know, let's have a little fun, but once I'm done, I'm done.
Right, yeah.
Something like that.
I'm an overanalyzer, I know that.
Well, yeah, a lot of clubs are. Especially the more powerful clubs, like your card, is a very powerful club,
mm-hmm.
very super analytical oriented. So it's hard not to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can't help it because your mind has always been your friend for so long. It's always been there for
right.
you.
Right. And it never shuts up.
Yeah, it's your friend whether you like it or not.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well.
So
yeah,
I think you're going to meet somebody here in August. That's what I think.
Okay, and that works for me.
I mean, it could even happen sooner. You're in Mars now.
Yeah.
You're ready for a relationship.
Yeah.
So if there's anybody in St. Peter's, Missouri, give me an email and I'll connect you with Lori.
Or St. Louis. I'm real close to St. Louis too. So. Okay. Well,
that's kind of an unknown town, though. I never heard of that town.
St. Peter's. It's actually just I've lived in St. Louis. St. Louis is spread out so far now, and we're just actually.
Oh, it's part of the suburb of St. Louis. Is that it?
Right. You just go right from one right to the next. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, got it. Yeah. Okay. Well, Lori, thanks for being my guest tonight.
Well, thank you.
And having the courage to talk about your life.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Now we have two lines open. Folks, we have line, I think, well, 1, 2, and 3, possibly. We do have Tina, though. Tina is on line 4. Her birthday is October 5th, 1960, and she's from Michigan. Are you there, Tina?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Tina.
How
good
are
evening.
You?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I was looking over, like, my whole year in the past year, as you see that there was a major death in the family, my son, and I've been working at going deeper with my spiritual path. And I have the 8 of Diamonds for the long-range card.
Mm-hmm.
And can you explain that a little bit more to me?
Well, usually the Eight of Diamonds means that we... By the way, I want to give my condolences about your son. That must have been a terrible thing to have to go through.
Yeah, it was. It is.
I can't even imagine. So I have a lot of empathy for that experience. Eight of Diamonds usually means there's money there to do what you want to do. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It means that it doesn't necessarily mean you make the money. It can mean that you make the money, but it doesn't have to be that way. It could come through somebody else, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It just means that you have the money at your disposal to get the things that you want. And usually it shows up when somebody makes a major purchase or wants to make a major purchase in their life. You know, some financial. So what has happened with you with this year about money? What's been going on?
Well, 2 weeks before my son passed over, my husband had a really bad stroke. So there's been a lot of finances in that area of in and out of hospitals continuously. So we gutted out our house and redid it, but we didn't complete it. We were planning on that past fall, but then everything else kind of crumbled. So we have no kitchen yet. We've made do, but, you know, it'd be nice to have a kitchen. So, and I've been wanting to get into, like, my creative writing, and I haven't done that, but I noticed, like, throughout the cards, it talks about that. Like, I think almost every cycle has something said about that.
Well, you know, Tina, you are a Four of Diamonds, and you're also an Eight of Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
So one of your gifts is to be that you're really good with people. Are you aware of
this? Yeah. I'm a dental assistant, massage therapist, which I don't like doing that as much as polarity, energy, and three-in-one, you know, the one brain concept. I feel I work really well with others and...
Yeah, I mean, it's a healer's birthday.
Guide. Pardon?
Your birthday is a healer's birthday.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would highly recommend that, you know, that your whatever work you do, that it definitely involves people, because you have a magnetic energy field around you that helps people, inspires people, lifts them up to new places. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
This is part of who you are. This is what you bring to people. So, I mean, if your work didn't involve people, I don't think it would be fulfilling for you.
Right.
I mean, you could be an author, or you could write a book and all that, too, but as long as it had the ultimate goal of you being in front of people or with people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm looking at this year, and you got these double, you have eights, you have actually two eights. I mean, there was, I know that your son's death must have really overshadowed everything that happened this year.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that must have been, how long ago did that occur?
2 days before my birthday. And like last year, when I was 46 in Saturn, there's a nine of spades, and he's the king of diamonds. And my daughter's the Queen of Diamonds, and my other son's the Jack of Clubs.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you guys are all really connected there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what, I'm just curious, like, what has come of all this to you personally, like?
A deeper consciousness, I think, coming to oneness, closer. He's my teacher. He died on, I don't like using the word died, I use Passover. He passed over on the master number, 22, and he is now teaching me a deeper connectiveness with a higher, you know, power source. So, but it hasn't been easy. You know, it's kind of like a, when I can be calm, my husband receives visions. Early on, he was receiving visions, and he even tried to tell me about the accident that was happening the day before. and I didn't understand because he didn't have a speech. And he also saw, you know, he was telling me that my soul gave his soul on the Spread Your Wings card, you know, because he was holding up the different cards to try to talk to me on that. So, I mean, I feel very blessed to know this. Doesn't, you know, take the pain away, but... So,
well, you know, when I look at your card for this past year, and your year is, you know, you're getting close to the end of the year here.
Mm-hmm.
It looks to me like you were meant to make a big change in your life that had to happen. That's what
yeah.
I see.
Yeah,
and maybe
it
wouldn't have happened if this hadn't happened.
Right.
You know, because sometimes we become blind to our own path sometimes, or we just get caught up in our day to day, and we don't see that there's a necessary change that's on the horizon for us. So I mean, that's what I see with those two Ace of Spades you have this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would think that the highest thing you could do would be to follow your dream, make a huge change, be willing to let go of anything that's not you, and go for it. You know, like really go for it. Not lead a life that's anything less than extraordinary for yourself.
Yeah, I've been contemplating for a few years to let go of the dental assisting because I feel like I'm in this box. I can't express myself to the patients coming in when I see the wounds they have and to help guide them. I can't do any of that. You know, my box
yeah.
is more closed. And so I was kind of wondering maybe that's the direction that it's speaking to me to let go of that. But then, of course, I go to that fear factor of, it's my income we're counting on right now because my husband isn't, he's got another year at least to recuperate on his aortic valve. So
yeah.
it's been very educational, and it's been trusting the faith of what I believe is the holistic. And, you know, that's not putting any doctors down or anything, but it's just what I believe. And so we're doing
well, you know,
holistic.
Four of Diamonds people, they can be very practical about money. You know, like they're great money managers. And they're really practical about money. But that same practicalness can become a limitation. Because sometimes they can't see beyond the practicalness to a place where there's more abundance in the universe. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
It's like they have it all figured out so well, there's no room for, like, dramatic abundance to show up in their life.
So,
and you know, your life right now, you're basically locked into, it sounds like to me, sort of locked into a life where you have to do things that you really don't want to do because otherwise you're not going to survive.
Right.
That's kind of what it sounds like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're in survival mode. So you have to do what you have to do. And everybody
right.
has to do what they have to do when they're in survival mode, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If I had to clean toilets, because that's all there was, I would be out there cleaning toilets.
Right.
I know I would. I mean, I'm telling you for myself, I definitely would do that if I had to. I've done it before. It wouldn't bother me. But I'm always looking for something that I'm always seeing, well, do I have to do this or can I do something that I really love to do? I'm always looking for that as a possibility, see? And that implies that you have to be willing to take some risk sometime.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is a time for you to do that or not, but with the cards you have, I would say yes. You could have taken a big risk this year and gone for it, and you still can.
When
it'll work out.
What cycle do you think would be the best time to do that?
Right now. Right.
It's
this
interesting
moment.
You say that because I'm on vacation this week. He closes down this week, and it's like I don't want to go back. I really don't want to go back.
Yeah, I mean, okay, you know that God is a loving God, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to torture you and make you, you know, he's not going to turn you into a homeless person just because you want to do your dream. Do you think?
No.
Yeah, and everybody's going to get taken care of. because he loves everybody. And you're not the only one around here who's capable of taking care of other people. You know what I mean? Some people can take care of themselves. And some people need to. Some people even need to take care of themselves. They need to have that experience of their own power, and they need to face adversity and do it on their own. So, I don't know the exact answer for you, but these are some thoughts that came to mind when I looked at your cards.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate this.
Oh, great! It's great to have you as a guest, Tina. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Thanks for allowing us to study all of this. I've been studying it for a while. One of these days I'll going to take the course, but
don't worry, we'll be here. Just enjoy
Well,
it, that's
you.
The best thing.
Thank you very much.
All right,
I
have a good
appreciate
evening.
Appreciate it. You too.
Bye
bye.
All right, bye bye. Okay, we have two lines open again, but before we take a break, we're going to talk to Judy from San Diego, who's born December 21st, 1945. Are you there, Tina?
Judy, yes.
Hello, I can barely hear you.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, there we go. Now, have you ever had your chart done, Judy?
Yes.
And what are you? Are you a Sag or a Capricorn?
Sagittarius.
Okay, great. Good to know who you are. So, what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I spoke to you about a month ago. I'm in a court case, and we're going, we went before the judge about a month ago and asked to have mediation with this person again, and that's been granted. That's going to happen this Thursday at 1:30 in the afternoon, and have a mediation judge and try to figure all this out. And the person who I'm in this court case against, is her birthday is September 12th, 1942, and I know I am moon to her. Anyway.
She's the Queen of Clubs, right.
Yeah. So I'm just, looking for any kind of insight to how that just might go. I heard from a mutual friend that she just said that we're going to court to mediate it out, and her husband's in really bad health. So she seemed, I was told she seemed very mellow about it, and just said that we're all going to court to come to a settlement. So I'm just
I hope that works out. You know, I can't speak. I don't know this other woman that well. I know her birthday, and her birthday is one that could go either way. You know, Queen of Clubs can be very high strung.
Yeah.
And they have a strong ego.
Yes.
And so, a lot of their motive is to maintain being right and looking good.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Very accurate.
And the choices that she makes will probably have more to do with that than the actual issue at hand. See.
Okay.
And this is a bane of our society. Everybody wants to look good and be right. We all do,
right.
And we do it like our life depends on it. We think it's so important that we will, people kill each other over being right.
Oh, sure.
I mean, absolutely. And looking good is part of that, too, because we're so attached with, and especially she's a club. You have to understand, she's a club, right? So she's very tied up in what she thinks about everything. So, that's what you're up against. Maybe knowing that could help you deal with her more effectively, understand?
Yeah.
Understanding her, what we call her come from. What's she coming from? What's she trying to achieve? Like underneath the words, see?
Uh-huh.
Because people all say things, but it's what's going on underneath the words that's really the important stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What's our true motive in a situation? That makes sense?
Yeah.
Card-wise, there's no clear indication right now. It's a challenge. This is a spiritual challenge for you. If it doesn't resolve well during this period, it will probably resolve badly in your Saturn period for you because of the difficult cards you have in Saturn. Okay?
Okay.
And I don't know, I don't, know all the history of this, so I have no idea, you know, how it all evolved, how did it start, all those things. But, you know, when you have a six in Saturn, things are going to turn out to be fair, but you may not like the way they turn out. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So hopefully you could resolve this now before you go to Saturn.
When do I go to Saturn?
You go into Saturn on July the 18th.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the beginning of your Saturn period. So, I mean, this is what the indications show. I mean, it could turn out to be different than I say. Things can do that. So this is not the final word on anything, but just something to be aware of, the potential. Being aware of the potential of what could happen.
If I offer things that allows her to save face.
Yeah, she's definitely going to want to save face. If she can't maintain her pride, her looking good, she's probably going to fight tooth and nail.
Yeah, well, it's already been going on a year and a half, so.
Yeah. If you want her to sort of admit that she was wrong or something, you may be barking up the wrong tree.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because, you know, she may have no interest in that. And, you know, being somebody who was found out, or, you know, I don't know the circumstances, but I think you get the gist of what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do.
So that can be a guideline. Now, the other thing you have to keep in mind, Judy, is that all this is happening to you for a reason that's specific for you. This is not just a random accident. You're not a victim of the situation. By any means. You created this for some reason, whether you did it consciously or unconsciously. This has been manifested in your life from the way you look at life, the way you hold life, or the way you judge or think about other people or something. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So the more you can get into a space of ownership about this, the better off you are. You know, when I'm faced with difficult situations, you know, thankfully I do this. I mean, I don't always do it. Sometimes I go kicking and screaming, you know, into the situation and blaming other people. I'm certainly have done that before too. But as much as I can, I try to say, well, why did I create the situation?
Uh-huh.
What is it I need to learn about myself? How am I really showing up to other people? You know, I ask myself, how am I really showing up to other people? Who am I being in their life that I would attract this kind of situation to myself? Those kind of questions. You know, questions designed to take me to a deeper level in understanding myself.
Because
these things are not random. I don't consider this kind of thing to be an accident of any kind.
No.
Person, you know.
No,
so, I mean, I'm just giving these pointers of things that I would do if I were you, if I was in your position.
Yeah.
I've had situations that were really bad that I was able to turn around because I realized what my part was, and then I confessed that, you know, and took responsibility for it with the person that I was having a dispute with, and there was no more fight.
Mm-hmm.
There was no more fight. You know, I was taking responsibility. I was saying, okay, I caused this. What can I do for you to make this up to you? I really apologize. I want to make this up. What can I do?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure if you ask this woman, she's got you. She's blaming you for something.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah. Oh, yeah, she is. And, you know, when she started the whole thing.
Well, that's your version.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? And you may be right, but you got to understand that she's not seeing it that way, see?
No, I know she doesn't see it that way. She
yeah.
That.
And if you have this desire that you have to prove it to her that she's wrong, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
You know, you see, that's just not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, she's all caught up in being right. How's that going to? How could she ever admit to being wrong? See?
Yeah, that's definitely wrong.
So you got yourself an interesting situation there. I'm sure you'll do the right thing. I know you're doing your best. It must be really difficult.
Yeah, it's been outrageous, you know, unbelievable challenge in trying to get through this, and now I'm horribly in debt because of attorneys. But
nobody wins in a legal battle except the attorneys.
Exactly. We try to, you know, stop this in the early stages, just saying, you know, let's come to some agreements, and she just wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's the third time we're trying to mediate this. So
yeah.
Well,
you know, once again, you might want to just really try to step out of your being rightness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, long enough to just put yourself in her position. Don't just assume that she's an evil person trying to get you, you know. I'm just suggesting this. Just
mm-hmm.
try to, you know, see her differently.
Yeah.
And see if you can see her as a real human being who is doing this because she has some reason for doing it. It's not necessarily a bad reason, you know. And see if that makes a difference. That might make a huge difference. Find out what she really wants. Like, what is it that she really wants? And what is it you really want? Get really clear. What do you really want?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I can guarantee you, if what you really want, when you're really honest with yourself, if what you really want is to be right, you're probably going to fail. See?
Yeah.
If it's about being right. I was right. I'm telling you, she was terrible. You know, if that's part of your motive, you're probably not going to be successful. Because who's going to want to admit that? Who's going to want to be that person who's wrong? See?
Yeah.
I mean, even if you are right.
Yeah.
Who's gonna want to be wrong so you can be right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is just kind of like, you know, I've been listening to The Power of Now a lot lately. It's really been helping me, and you know, it really becomes clear when I listen to him speak about it. It really becomes clear how invested we are in being right, and how we'll just like do anything practically to maintain that facade. And it's actually he calls it an act of violence. This compulsive need to be right. He actually calls it an act of violence, which I think is quite interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's a form of violence, according to him, and I think he's right about that. Here I am using the right word. Anyway, I hope this is helpful to you, Judy, and we'd love to hear back from you and know how things turned out and hear what happened to you, you know. Even in Saturn, I've been able to make transformations in Saturn. I've been able to, like, take ownership of a situation and turn a bad situation into a good one.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm always optimistic about those kind of things.
Yeah. Okay. Can I ask something else?
Yeah, go ahead.
In my career, my work, I changed careers last year, a year ago, and became a school bus driver. And now there's layoffs and so forth. I've been laid off, and I'm working the summer being an aide on special needs buses. And in August, when school starts, there's a likelihood I'll go back as a substitute. I've lost my permanent status. But it just, like, finances and money are just, like, really tough right now. And I know there are for everybody, but, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, I was thinking about starting a pet sitting business, or, you know, looking at other things to create money, because this is just not
mm-hmm.
working as well as it could.
Yeah, no, I understand that. How many people do you support right now?
Well, I said myself, and I'm mortgage, and my boyfriend, he's out of work right now too, and having a heck of a time getting a job, and
okay.
his profession, getting re-hooked up somewhere in his profession, and it was just a really financially rough time, you know.
Well, you know, I want you to know that not everybody's having a rough time right now. It's important to realize that, again, that you're not a victim of a recession. That's how you're speaking, and I think a lot of us, that's a natural way for us to look at a situation. Mm-hmm. But some people are getting rich while this is happening.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's many opportunities out there right now. Mm-hmm. And I say to you that why aren't you doing the work that you love to do?
Okay.
That's what I say. That makes money because you have ambition. You're really ambitious.
Yeah.
You are.
Sometimes
and I don't think I think you're making all your choices from a sense of poverty at least lately. And
yeah.
All you're gonna that's just gonna put you in further poverty. I can guarantee it.
Yeah.
It's just gonna cause you're gonna be in a worse situation before you know it. So, I mean, my suggestion to you is to rethink your whole, look at where your choices are coming from right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole from a sense of lack, like there's not enough, I got to do something I don't like. You see
mm-hmm.
how that works?
Yep.
Okay, so you can change that. But you can't change the external situation will actually change itself. Once you change internally.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to change until you change. That's the old catch 22.
Uh-huh. Yeah, trapped in a job that's not enough and you're scrambling.
See, if you're going to live this life, Judy, where you're trapped and you got to do this, you might as well just, commit a heinous crime and get thrown in jail. They'll take care of you there. You'll have 3 square meals. You got a nice place to live. You won't have as many freedoms, but that's the sacrifice you have to make for having security. I mean, a lot of people. I really do believe some people do create crimes just so they can go to jail because it's safe.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not.
I've seen that. Oh yeah.
Seen that? I mean, it's possible.
Oh yeah. I think that's absolutely. Yeah, it happens more often than we'd like to think about.
Jail is the ultimate security.
Yeah.
Financially speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not suggesting anybody do this, but I think that people are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to rethink your whole position here about your life, about money. Like, what the heck are you doing and why are you doing it? You don't have any dependents. You have no excuse not to go for it.
Poor dog.
You don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, those dogs are not, I'm sorry, that's not a good enough excuse. You're going to have to come up with a better one.
Yeah, and my passion is animals, and I've always wanted to get into, doing something that, making a living with.
Well, turn that in, you can do that. What's the big deal? It's not that hard. There are so many pets out there. Oh, my God, everybody's got a pet.
That's the truth. $1 billion.
Everybody's got a pet, and those pets, they did everything. I mean, they got pet stores. You got jewelry stores for pets.
Oh, yeah. I know.
If you make something for pets that people like, you can sell a zillion of it, whatever it is, because people love their pets. They'll do anything for the pets. They treat their pets better than they do their husbands and wives.
Yes, they do.
Because their pets are more faithful.
Unconditional love.
Exactly. So anyway, those are some suggestions. So I'm going to let you go. Judy, but thanks for being my guest.
Thank you.
And let's hear back from you after your trial or your mediation as to what happened.
Okay. All right.
All right. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Okay, we went a little longer then, but I think that was a really good discussion. We have lines open. We're going to take a short break. We're going to listen to the song Shiva, which is a real kind of a a danceable Shiva chant. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Faye from New York and whoever else has called in by then. So we'll be right back after listening to Shiva from Bhakti Rock.
Shiva Hare Shiva Hare Shiva Hare Shiva
Shiva Hare Shiva Hare Shiva Hare Shiva
Welcome back, everybody. That was Shiva from my CD, Bhakti Rock. Hope you got up and danced to that one. I feel like dancing sometimes when I hear it. Okay, we have the lines are pretty full now, and we have waiting patiently. She's been on hold for quite a while from New York, a young lady named Faye, whose birthday is November 13th, 1974. Are you there, Faye?
I am here, Robert. Good evening.
Thank you for your patience.
Oh, thank you. It is not a problem. I'm glad to, I'm honored to be on the show this evening to get through. My question pertains to, I guess, since I'm in the middle of my year and then going into next year, on what is my main focus to be, in terms of business and private relationship. I'm at the stage of my life where I've moved into starting my own business. I'm still doing a couple of outside jobs, but I'm putting a lot of attention into my own business and seeing private clients. But I also feel that, you know, should not hinder me having a private or personal relationship with a man. I want to be able to have both at the same time. But my question is that really what it's supposed to be for this year or for next year for me? And I ask that because I have a situation where a friend of mine set me up, match made, and I've never been a part of that before. And she's a very good friend, and she was like, I have a really good guy that, like, I just see you all being perfect together. I'm like, okay, let's try it out. And we talked, and it was really refreshing for both of us to be able to speak. And he's a four diamonds.
Oh, okay.
He's September 7th. And, but it seems like, and I went to an astrologer to just see what our connection is, and she was saying that, you know, we have a karmic connection. My Saturn is 22 degrees, his Venus is 22 degrees, so we have a karmic connection. But it seems that as we continue to converse and meet, it seems like he has a lot of fear in terms of being in relationships, and because his last relationship was quite recent, and it scarred him a bit. And I'm just wondering if I should even, because it kind of hurt me to open myself to it. And then I was dealing with his representative because he's too afraid to really put out his real self. And so I don't know if he is supposed to be like a student, like a client of mine, in terms of that, in terms of the karmic relationship, or should I just really keep my attention on my business, and maybe next year is the time that in terms of family and, you know, a relationship is supposed to really come up and flourish? So that's my question.
Okay, that's a great question. It's nice and elaborate, too. And it's a long time just to get that one out.
I'm going to give you some details, but go ahead.
Like a club that you are, thank you for all the details.
You're welcome.
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, you know, the best thing, the first place to start with anybody is to look at their birth card and look at their karma with relationships, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like you have certain karma in relationships, and he has certain karma in relationships. Now, this is stuff that you guys brought, you know, we each bring our karma to this lifetime with us. It's a little package deal that we bring to this life. And, you know, some of it's good and some of it's not so good, you see? So what is the karma, what is the relationship karma of a four diamonds who's also a two of spades? I mean, do you know anything about that? Have you researched that at all?
Not too much, no.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about it.
Just what seems apparent to me in terms of intuitively in dealing with the four diamonds is that it's all about relationships. Like, there's a blockage there in terms of relationships, period. When he talks about all his past relationships.
Four Diamonds has, you know, this show is about the cards, and so I use the cards, which works pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
And so when we look at the cards, we see that this guy is a four of diamonds and he's a two of spades.
Uh-huh.
Right? These are his cards. So there's the four diamonds karma is in relationship is that they have these great and wondrous high ideals about love. They have a very romantic notion about love that is so high that nobody can actually match up. And so because they're a little bit on the fantasy level, or maybe a lot on the fantasy level, because of that, they really get their hearts broken when it doesn't go right.
I see.
That's their karma. So, you know, he wants to feel love. He wants to really experience a deep love. But it went so badly, and then his little four diamonds and his two of spades are trying to figure it out. Like, what went wrong?
Yeah.
You see? And he's really smart, see, and he's used to getting by with his head. Most things in life. He's very intellectual because the Two of Spades is like a super thinker card. Like Einstein was a Two of Spades ruling card, for example. Okay, so this is somebody who's got a pretty massive intellectual, you know, ability. Okay? So here he is trying to figure out with his mind what the hell happened in my last love relationship. How come it went bad? How come I got myself hurt? And
yes.
And typically, two of spades people won't really allow themselves to feel a whole lot. You know, they'll think it to death,
uh-huh.
but they won't really feel too much. That's way scary, you know, feeling is
yeah,
way scary.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Consider. So the two of spades karma is that they think love to death. They think it too much, and they have so many fears about getting married or having a long-term committed relationship because of that. Now, here's the thing about two of spades is that they're really happy once they get into a relationship. They love
right.
it. So you got to trick them.
Okay, explain.
Yeah, you got to trick them. You got to, like, you know, sneak it in when they're not looking, you know.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And don't listen to all their talk about it. It's just their mind churning it all up around and around and around.
Uh-huh. Well, I know he says to me a lot, well, I don't know how to, I know how to date. I've got my rule book down on that, but I don't know how to be in a relationship. It's like
yeah, see what he said? He says, I got the rule book. See what he just told you?
Yeah.
He just told you this whole thing, you know? Like, I know the rules in dating, but I don't know the rules in the other way.
Right.
And I'm scared shitless because I might make a big bad mistake and get my feelings hurt again.
Yes, yes.
He's telling you his whole little story there.
Yes. I'm telling him I'm not that person. It's like,
well, you know, it doesn't really matter that you're not that person, but, you know, he has to stop thinking about it so much.
Uh-huh.
And just, you know, feel what
just
he feels.
Jump in. Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah. He's
mm-hmm.
like, you know, just feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you'll be able to get him to do that. Now, you know, he's a Neptune card to you. Do you know this?
I read that, yes. I read the Neptune was I to him, that I'm Neptune to him.
No,
so
actually,
he may
he's
feel
Neptune
like
to
I
you.
Was deceased. Oh.
He's actually
okay.
Neptune to you. So,
okay.
Now, you might be Neptune to him, too. I don't see it right now, but I definitely see him being Neptune to you.
Okay. I looked
Jack
under Club, mine.
You're a Jack of Clubs ruling card, and Jack of Clubs very often end up with Four of Diamonds.
Huh.
People.
Interesting.
Because they just have such a strong romantic connection to them.
Yeah. Well, that's why I was feeling...
yeah, that's why you were so attracted to him.
Yeah, very much so. And he was saying the same to me, and then he just pulled back all of a sudden, and it was
yeah, he
like,
got into his head, he got scared, and he went and he ran as far as fast as he could.
Right. Basically. And I was like, what happened?
He's
we
like,
gotta,
oh,
like,
I got to be somewhere right now. Sorry to interrupt this conversation, but I think I got to be somewhere quickly.
Right.
It's scary
but he's
here
like,
being
yeah. And so he's like, well, I don't want a relationship right now, but I still want
sure
to be able to talk to you and be able to, you know. And
wanna,
I'm like, well.
I want to be able to try to get close to you without, you know, being so scared. That's what he's really saying, you know.
Uh-huh.
He wants to
uh-huh.
try to get close to you without having to, without being so afraid, and he's very afraid.
Uh-huh.
He's very
uh-huh.
afraid that he's going to get his heart, you know, squashed like the last
squashed. Mm-hmm.
Because he dreams so high, and those who dream so high have much farther to fall. The higher
uh-huh.
you fly, the farther you fall.
So the two of spades with the emotion piece, he's very sensitive and very emotional, so then he'll put himself out there to be a little cold or a little aloof.
Yeah, he's emotional, but he doesn't know how to deal with his own feelings, you know. He
mm-hmm.
doesn't know how to... He's not familiar on that level with himself.
Mm.
He's much more comfortable in the mental realm where he can figure out answers to problems and all that. He's not comfortable on the emotional level. That's an area where he's basically very immature.
Mm-hmm.
Almost, his growth is almost stunted in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Follow?
Yes.
So, you know, if he can realize all these things about himself, if he can see, you know, what's really going on, he's got some hope for to have a change about this. But he's got to realize that he's the one that's, you know, scared to death
right.
to get hurt or, you know, any of those things.
Right. Well,
that's
then what is, thank you for explaining his karma in relationships, because I know he and I, we have a karma connection, not that show, not that shows up in the cards, but at least through astrologer. What is mine as a Seven of Clubs?
Well, the Seven of Clubs doesn't have any particular difficult relationship karma.
Okay.
The Seven of Clubs, I mean, not when, except that you guys spend so much money. You guys got to make a lot of money to keep you guys happy.
Oh, well, you see, now that's funny, Robert, because one of his hang-ups in terms of the past women that he's been with where he's been hurt so badly, his thing that he's always saying is that, you know, a lot of women that he meets, they want a guy with money, a lot of money. And
of course
like,
they
well,
do.
Because I'm like, well, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's like, it's kind of like, well, because he doesn't have a lot of money, not that he's broke or anything, but he feels like it reflects on him and he feels inadequate.
Well, okay, I mean, you're going to have to tell him to get, like, get with the program here, you know. You know, like, just have a little conversation. Hey, listen now, are you going to whine the whole relationship or are you going to do something about it?
Right.
Because, you know, this whining only goes so far. Then we get a little tired. It gets a little boring after a while.
It gets boring, yeah.
We
want to
hear, like, a new story, something interesting, you know.
Yeah, I am getting
We don't
want to
hear, like, a whining two of spades, because they love to whine. Crybaby, you know. Wee, me, 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 me.
And I can't stand whiners.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you know, it's kind of boring.
So you think because of my Jack of Clubs, we typically end up with a Four of Diamonds, but that's if he comes into
Well, no, it's that you guys have a strong attraction to Four of Diamonds.
Okay.
And I've seen a lot of happy Four of Diamond Jack of Clubs relationships, you know. But, you know,
so
he's got a lot more issues. He's got a lot more issues than you do,
and,
you know, to work on.
Yeah.
And you might find that drags you down a little bit, so... You know, you might want to think this one through a little bit. See if that's
you
what you want.
Say that again?
You might want to think this through if you really want that burden of his, all of his stuff.
His issues, right.
Yeah, his issues. And, it, like, if he's not willing to work on some of this stuff,
yeah.
if he's just going to whine about it and not do anything about it, I don't know how long that's going to last for
you. What would be the best approach? And
well,
like,
I mean, I think
that.
If you just give him some honest feedback, that could be helpful. You know, let him know how he's showing up, you know.
Yeah.
Not in a mean way, but in kind of a, you know, just a really loving, clear way.
A loving way.
Yeah, so, you know, do you realize you're kind of whining a lot?
Right.
Yeah, you know.
Right, lovingly.
Do you think you're coming off like a little crybaby and stuff? Are you aware of this? You know that women don't like that.
Right.
Most girls won't go for that. I'm one of those girls that probably won't go for that too long.
Yes.
You know, like that.
Okay.
Some honest to goodness feedback.
Yes. Hey, I like it honest. So, you know, thank you for that. So is it for me then to... So this year for me to, because I want to be able to have both, even if it's not him, is it for me this year?
Oh, you can definitely have both. There's no problem there. But, you know, if you're really good at your career, you're going to have to find somebody who's not threatened by that. Some men will be threatened by your success, you see. If they're not secure in themselves, your success will be something that scares them. And then they'll fight against you about that because they're afraid, see? Now, that's not just because they're a guy. That's just anybody in a relationship could be that way. Two people, you know, could show up that way.
Yeah.
Not just because it's a guy. But, you know,
right.
that's a potential for any relationship where
of
the
course.
Woman would be, you know, really good at what she does and successful and all that stuff.
So,
if you're going to be really good at what you want a guy who's like, yeah, go for it. This is great. You're doing great. Good job.
Yeah.
Not somebody who's like, you know, coming.